Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your First Million by Arlen Hamilton, written with Rachel L. Nelson, is a motivational business and wealth-building guide grounded in Hamilton's real-world path from financial insecurity to becoming the founder of Backstage Capital, a venture firm known for investing in underestimated founders. The book sits at the intersection of entrepreneurship, personal finance mindset, and social impact, arguing that building meaningful wealth is not reserved for people born into privilege. Hamilton presents entrepreneurship as a practical route to gaining economic power, especially for readers who have been excluded from traditional pipelines of capital and opportunity, rather than promising instant riches. The book's purpose is to help readers develop the belief, skills, and decision habits required to start and grow a durable business, protect long-term upside, and translate financial progress into a broader legacy through a mix of personal lessons and business-oriented guidance. It frames wealth as both an individual tool and a community lever, encouraging readers to pursue ownership, resilience, and impact at the same time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, radical self-belief is a practical business asset. A central idea in Your First Million is that mindset is not a soft extra, but a strategic input to execution. Hamilton calls for radical self-belief, a disciplined commitment to backing yourself even when your background, resources, or network do not match what the business world typically rewards. The point is not positive thinking for its own sake. It is about maintaining enough conviction to keep making calls, asking for help, pitching customers and partners, and learning in public long enough for results to compound. Hamilton's credibility comes from her own trajectory, which includes periods of extreme instability before she built a career in entrepreneurship and investing. That context sharpens the message. Confidence is often the first form of capital available, and it affects how consistently you show up. The book also links self-belief to decision quality. When entrepreneurs doubt their own legitimacy, they can underprice, overcompromise, or give away control too early. Radical self-belief supports clearer boundaries, stronger negotiation, and greater persistence through rejection. In that sense, it becomes a defensive skill as much as an inspirational one. For readers who have been underestimated, this framework reframes ambition as reasonable and necessary, and it positions self-trust as the starting line for building wealth through enterprise. Secondly, entrepreneurship as the fastest route to economic power. Hamilton argues that entrepreneurship can be a direct path to money and power, particularly for those who have historically had less access to both. The claim is not that entrepreneurship is easy or risk-free, but that building and owning an asset changes what is possible compared with relying only on wages. A business can scale beyond individual hours, create leverage through products and systems, and generate equity value in addition to income. That combination is what makes entrepreneurship a wealth engine. The book is especially oriented toward readers who feel shut out of traditional wealth-building channels such as family capital, elite networks, or conventional corporate ladders. Hamilton emphasizes that the goal is not simply to earn more, but to gain agency to choose what you build, who it serves, and how the rewards are distributed. She also challenges narrow definitions of success that equate wealth with status. Instead, she frames financial progress as a tool for stability, freedom, and long-term impact. In practice, the entrepreneurial focus encourages readers to look for solvable problems, underserved markets, and personal advantages rooted in lived experience. The through line is that your starting point does not disqualify you from ownership, and that building something valuable can be both a personal breakthrough and a way to wide opportunity for others. Thirdly, preserving ownership and making smarter funding choices. A recurring strategic theme is the importance of protecting ownership. Hamilton cautions founders to think carefully before giving away large portions of equity, because dilution can trade long-term wealth for short-term relief. The issue is not that outside capital is always bad. It is that funding terms shape control, optionality, and the ability to make fast decisions when markets change. Keeping meaningful ownership can preserve the upside that turns a small company into generational wealth. Hamilton encourages readers to understand what they are buying when they accept money expectations, timelines, governance, and constraints. Venture capital can accelerate growth for certain businesses, but it can also pressure founders towards strategies that do not match their values or market reality. By contrast, approaches that emphasize sustainable revenue, capital efficiency, or alternative funding can allow founders to build on their own timeline. The practical takeaway is to treat financing as a design choice rather than a default milestone. Entrepreneurs should ask what type of business they are building, what resources they truly need, and what they are willing to trade to get them. That mindset helps founders avoid common traps such as chasing investment validation, raising prematurely, or surrendering decision rights that later limit resilience. Fourthly, building multiple income streams and business resilience. Your first million reinforces the idea that wealth is more durable when it is not dependent on a single paycheck, customer, or platform. Hamilton advocates building multiple income streams as a way to reduce fragility and create room for strategic risk-taking for early-stage entrepreneurs. This can mean combining a core business with side revenue such as consulting, productized services, digital products, licensing, or other aligned offerings. The exact form will vary, but the principle is diversification. This approach also supports a healthier growth curve. When a founder has more than one source of cash flow, they are less likely to accept unfavorable deals out of desperation, and they can invest in the business at a pace that protects quality. Multiple streams can also reveal what the market actually values, since different offerings generate different signals about demand and willingness to pay. Hamilton's emphasis on resilience connects to the broader promise of the book building a legacy, not just a moment of success. A legacy requires stability through shocks, from personal setbacks to economic swings. By encouraging readers to plan for uncertainty, the book frames wealth building as a long game with risk management built in. The result is a more pragmatic and inclusive vision of entrepreneurship that accounts for real-life constraints. Lastly, diverse networks and community reinvestment as a legacy strategy. Hamilton ties business success to the people around you and the communities you serve. She urges entrepreneurs to build diverse networks, not as a branding exercise, but as a competitive advantage. Exposure to different perspectives can improve products, sharpen marketing, and reduce blind spots, especially when aiming to serve a broad customer base. A diverse network also increases access to opportunities that are often unevenly distributed, including introductions, partnerships, and early customers. Beyond networking, the book highlights reinvesting in community as part of what makes wealth meaningful and sustainable. Hamilton's own career is closely associated with expanding access to entrepreneurship and capital for founders who are often overlooked. In the book's framing, creating your first million is not solely about personal comfort. It is about gaining enough power to open doors for others, whether through hiring, mentorship, purchasing decisions, investing, or supporting local ecosystems. This topic helps distinguish the book from purely individualistic wealth narratives. Legacy is defined as what remains after you, including the capabilities you help build in others. By connecting ownership and profit to inclusion and empowerment, Hamilton positions entrepreneurship as a mechanism for both personal mobility and broader economic representation. In conclusion, Your First Million is best suited for aspiring and early-stage entrepreneurs, especially readers who do not come from money, do not see themselves reflected in traditional business success stories, or feel underestimated in professional spaces. It also offers value to established founders who want to rethink how they finance growth, how they protect ownership, and how they define success beyond status. The practical benefits are largely strategic and behavioral, building the conviction to act, making clearer trade-offs around capital, and designing a business that can survive real-world volatility. Rather than treating wealth as an abstract number, the book frames it as a tool for stability, choice, and long-term impact. What makes it stand out in the entrepreneurship and wealth category is the way it blends business guidance with a power-aware lens. Many money books focus on budgeting, investing, or career optimization, while many startup books assume privileged access to networks and funding. Hamilton's approach centers ownership and opportunity creation, while acknowledging structural gaps that shape who gets to build wealth in the first place. The result is an accessible blueprint that aims to help readers build a profitable enterprise, retain meaningful upside, and turn personal progress into a broader legacy for family and community. If you would like to support Arlen Hamilton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.